Hey, this is Jimmy Laycock, head coach of the William & Mary Tribe. You are listening to The Clubhouse with Kyle Bailey.
Welcome back to The Clubhouse here in the McAdoo Studios. Danny Noakes, Chris Barnhart here with you, hanging on a, again, rainy Monday afternoon, joined by Chris Coleman for one more segment for the rest of Hour 1. And now, rejoined by our man Kyle Bailey, who is back from Nashville. What's going on, man?
What's up?
How you feeling?
I'm good.
Hanging in there?
It's a bad day to be late to work, huh?
Yeah, no kidding, man. Pretty eventful couple of days.
Yeah, it's a bad day to be late to work. You know, if I'll say this, if Dave Smith was still the SID of Virginia Tech, I would not have been late today. So it was a weird day to – so what are we talking about? The Duke-Miami finish, right?
Yeah, oh, man.
That's the thing. I mentioned at the top of the show how busy of a weekend in sports it was. You could talk about the Duke-Miami finish. You could talk about UVA beating Georgia Tech. Virginia Tech, Boston College, Frank Beamer's retirement, the Royals winning the World Series. Where do you want to go? We've been talking Frank Beamer most first hour here.
Yeah, this was weird for me, man. We heard it was coming, right? Mm-hmm. I was listening to you guys on the drive-in. Mm-hmm. I've been driving back from Nashville all day, and I was listening to you guys talk about this, and we thought we knew it was coming, but you never actually know with these things. And I was sitting in a hotel room in Nashville yesterday, getting ready to go out to a concert. I was there for the every year Dierks Bentley does this really cool Miles and Music fundraising concert, and they've raised over $3 million for the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital out there. So it was like we got to see him and Florida Georgia Line, the Cadillac Three, Cole Swindell, Thomas Rhett, Kanan Smith.
Man, it was worth it.
It was incredible. $57 for a ticket.
Oh, wow.
It was incredible. We were like 30 yards from the stage. So anyway, I'm sitting there getting ready to walk into this thing, and I see it, and I'm just like, okay, there's the announcement. And I'm reading Teal's column, which I told Chris before the break that I'm pretty sure most of it was written 3 years ago, but it was still tremendous. And yep. I was sad. Like Chris nailed it. I was genuinely sad because I knew this was coming. And I'll take my hat off for a second. I'll talk more about this in the second hour. I'll take the media hat off for a second. I was sad.
Yeah.
Because this is a guy who is he is everything Virginia Tech football is and stands for. I mean, he built it typically or genuinely from the ground up. And I was reading Teal's article out while I was standing in line to get into the Ascend Amphitheater, and I wasn't going to cry, but I was emotional thinking about it.
I didn't expect to feel the way that I felt because I've been preparing myself for it for the last month. I think it needed to happen after this year.
Right.
But when it actually happened, I still got a little bit emotional.
Yeah.
And I didn't see that coming because I'm normally not a very emotional person at all, and especially when I was prepared for it, I was 90% convinced that it was going to happen yesterday.
Yeah.
And then it did happen yesterday. And I still got emotional. And
yeah.
That's just the type of guy Frank is. It's just how he's made you feel over the last 29 years. When it comes down to it, we'll eventually forget exactly how many conference championships he won, exactly how many Coach of the Year awards he won. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to remember how we felt as Virginia Tech fans during that peak run when we were winning conference championships every other year, we were in the top 10 and competing for national championships and things like that. That's what we're always going to remember. We're not going to get caught up in the details long term, but we're going to remember how great it felt to be on top of the mountain there for a while.
He's a counterbalance to what's bad in sports these days. And you forget about that sometimes, that in this day and age of Twitter and Facebook and all the advanced technologies that we have that have exposed athletes as being not always the greatest people, but for every Greg Hardy, you've been able to counterbalance that with saying, but Frank Beamer still works in sports. And so that's, I look at that and we're losing that. And he's cut from a different cloth. They don't make him like that anymore. It doesn't mean there aren't still good people out there.
Of course.
They just don't make those anymore.
But I think Bill Snyder called him a beacon of light today. And I think that sums it up pretty well.
Yeah, he nailed it.
Yep.
Yeah, he sure did. He nailed it. All right, you want to take us to break?
Yeah, man.
You've been killing it. I'm going to let you roll this thing.
All right. Well, hour number two coming up, as you can see or hear better. Kyle Bailey is back for all of hour number two, so we'll continue to unwrap everything that's happened with Frank Beamer's announcement of his retirement, and we'll go into more of the game. Virginia Tech won a game against Boston College. They've got a bye coming up this week, and the Royals won the World Series. Plenty to talk about. Keep it locked to Super Sports 101.7.